Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Vicky Engsall, and she is the co-founder of the Jojoba Company, and we are going to talk about locally made planted products in Australia. Good day, Vicky.
Hello.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So your life changed around nearly 10 years ago, when from a primary school teacher, you've become a jojoba farmer?
That's exactly right. Well, I haven't actually become exactly the farmer. I've taken the produce from the farm and turned it into a product, really. So, yes, I was a primary school teacher for many years and stopped to have my son. And while I was on maternity leave, my father had his first crop of jojoba, and that's when I came in and took the produce from the farm and turned it into a product.
How did your father take interest in the plant jojoba? Or why?
It's interesting because he had the farm originally, and he was growing wheat and barley and rice and all those sorts of things, and he had a spare plot. And he went to a growers' expo, a farmer's sort of growers' expo in the country, and the CSIRO had developed a new strain of jojoba that suited the Australian soil, because jojoba is actually a plant that originated in the Arizona desert in America. So it had never actually been planted here before. So they were looking for people to trial growing jojoba here in Australia. So he decided to buy the plants and be a pioneer, be one of the first people to grow jojoba in Australia.
And did he know, or was he aware of the benefits of the plant?
He was. I don't think he knew the extent of the benefits. He was aware that it was used in cosmetics and in skincare products. And I think he was aware that it was a lovely product. But I don't think he was quite aware of actually how good it is, and it's actually like this miracle oil that does everything. I'm not quite sure that he realised how good it was until we actually went further into it and realised really the qualities of it.
It's very good for us because it has a similarity, if I'm not mistaken, to the oils produced by our human skin.
That's exactly right. It does. It matches it perfectly, and which is why nobody is really allergic to it. I mean, it's hypoallergenic, and nobody. It just matches the skin, and it goes with the skin, and it works with the skin. It's the only plant that actually doesn't produce oil. It produces this wax ester, which is what makes it similar to our skin, because our skin produces wax esters when we're young. As we get older, we start to lose the wax esters in our skin, and jojoba is the only known natural plant source to replenish wax esters in the skin. And the wax esters are responsible for keeping the skin plump and hydrated, and keep the cells healthy, and keep the pores healthy and open and unclogged and that sort of thing. So wax esters play an important part in our skin, and as we age we lose them. So jojoba is fantastic to replenish those wax esters in skin that's starting to age.
An important product that we should have during winter time.
Oh, definitely. It's a fantastic hydrator for winter. It's just amazing. It can deeply hydrate the skin because it can penetrate deeper than, say, a natural oil can. So it's a very good body moisturiser, facial moisturiser. It sort of works for anybody. People use it on babies, the baby massage, or for any kind of cradle cap and that sort of thing. And then people use it on
eczema? Useful for eczema as well and psoriasis?
Oh, yes. People use it on skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, rosacea, all those really, really dry, irritable conditions. Jojoba just beautifully soothes those conditions because it works in with the skin really nicely. Equally, it works on oily skin conditions as well. If people have extremely oily skin, it really works to help balance out that oil production. So it's just it's something that works in harmony with your skin.
And nowadays, a lot of people are becoming more and more conscious of the products that they buy and the products that they see on the shelves, wherein a lot of people would prefer locally made and locally grown, isn't it? So how important is this for the industry?
Oh, look, I think it's very important for our jojoba industry. Most of the jojoba that comes into Australia is produced in Argentina, Israel, Egypt, America, and those sorts of countries. And because we're relatively new growers of jojoba here in Australia, a lot of the jojoba is not Australian. So it's nice to be able to, if people could choose jojoba and Australian jojoba and really support our Australian industry here in Australia.
How big is the industry at the moment?
It's not very big at all. There's probably only about 7 or 8 farmers that actually grow jojoba at the moment. So the Australian jojoba, there isn't a lot. They're probably one of the bigger growers. But there are other growers in Australia that do grow it and produce Australian jojoba. So it's just important, if you're wanting to support Australian, to check the label and see the origin of the jojoba that you're buying.
So it's a growing industry, safe to say?
It is a growing industry. It's a very difficult crop to grow, so not a lot of people are getting into it at the moment, unfortunately, because it is a hard crop to grow. It requires the perfect conditions, and it also is quite complicated, really, as a plant. So not a lot of people have had success growing it, and not a lot of people are choosing to grow it. But it's still, you know, it is a growing industry, and we're expanding our farm all the time to grow more and more jojoba. So hopefully Australia will become one of the players soon in jojoba.
I've read somewhere that it can last or live up to 300 years.
Yes, it can. It grows and grows. It's a little shrub that starts as a little shrub, and it can grow. It grows up to probably 6 to 8 feet, which is probably up to nearly 2 metres high, and it can last for up to about 300 years. It's almost like sort of like an olive tree, in that it just keeps giving you more and more. Once it yields its first crop, it just keeps giving you more and more, and it can last up to 300 years. So it's a very hardy plant. It originated in the desert, so it's a desert plant, and it's very, very hardy.
So I take it once you've figured out and you've mastered how to grow it, you're set.
You're set. Once you have worked out how to grow it and you've got the right ratio of males to females, because jojoba actually, you can't just plant a jojoba plant in your backyard and say, I'm going to grow jojoba, because you actually need a male and a female. The males produce the pollen that pollinates the female, and the female produces the jojoba beans for us. The males don't produce any beans. So it's quite complicated. So once you get your ratios right of 1 male to 17 females, and all the other sorts of conditions, then you're set to grow jojoba.
So it's a very complicated yet very interesting relationship, isn't it?
It is complicated, but it actually is a very interesting plant, and it's a very unique plant, which is why what it produces is so unique, because there's no other plant like it really in the world.
And you've been running the company alongside your father for the past nearly 10 years.
Yes.
What's it like?
Look, he's my father, and look, we have our good days, and of course we have our bad days, but look, all in all, it works very nicely, and it's really lovely to be part of a family company and to be doing it with my dad. It's, you know, I've learned a lot about him from working with him, and it's been a really great experience. Actually, I've learned a lot from him as well. So, you know, doing it together, he's had strengths and I've had different strengths. So the two of us together, it's been great.
Have you figured out who's boss?
Oh, yeah. I think it's always going to be my dad. Always.
Thanks very much for your time, Vicky Angsal from the Jojoba Company.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.